Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Thursday morning in 53 degrees. U.S. defense officials respond to increasing cases of coronavirus in the military.
The number of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. military has more than tripled in the past 5 days, with 227 cases among active duty troops. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he expects the military to battle the virus for the next 3 months.
We need to plan for this to be a few months long at least, and we're taking all precautionary measures to do that, to be in it for the long haul.
A view also held by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley.
You're looking at 8 to 10, maybe 12 weeks, somebody might call it 3 months. Some of that depends on what we do as a nation to mitigate it, to flatten that curve, so to speak. But we, the United States military, we're going to do this as long as the mission takes.
At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Kroger has released an update about what it's doing in Dillon's stores to restock shelves and to protect workers and customers from the virus.
The company says it is working with suppliers, distribution centers, and vendors to replenish products daily. It has also put limits on product purchases. Kroger is in the process of installing plexiglass shields at many checkouts to help with social distancing. Dillon's will have special shopping hours for senior citizens and other high-risk customers as defined by CDC guidelines. The first hour of operations, or 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Monday through Thursday, will be reserved for those customers. Dillon's reduced store hours to 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., with some stores staying open until 10 p.m. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
About a week ago, a Kansas distillery kicked around the idea of also producing hand sanitizer. 4 days later, they were distributing it.
Boot Hill Distillery in Dodge City announced their intentions on Facebook, and the community response was overwhelming, reaching almost 54,000 people. Having initially invested in 2,500 4-ounce bottles of product, they began to worry if they had overextended themselves. Then, tens of thousands of dollars in community support arrived overnight. So day and night, every day for the last week, the small team has worked on producing as much World Health Organization recommended hand rub formula number one, as they could. They anticipate producing more than 30,000 bottles of hand cleanser. They're distributing them at drive-up events in Dodge City. They're still taking contributions on their GoFundMe page. Just go to the GoFundMe homepage and search for Boot Hill Distillery.
Kansas Information Network's Jim West reporting there.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed Senate Bill 66. That's the state's budget bill for fiscal years 2020 and 2021. And that budget includes $65 million for COVID-19 response efforts in Kansas. While the governor applauded the work of legislators, she warned against adding any unnecessary new spending when the legislature returns for its annual wrap-up session next month.
Kansas Athletics, Inc. contends in a newly unsealed court filing that it has evidence former football coach David Beatty allowed and encouraged NCAA violations while at the University of Kansas. Memo was filed by the university's lawyers in January, unsealed this past week, says those alleged violations have resulted in several hundred thousand dollars in legal fees for KU athletics.
The U.S. government believes a former FBI agent who disappeared in Iran more than a decade ago is dead.
Bob Levinson's family, in a statement on Twitter, says U.S. officials concluded he died in Iranian custody. The family doesn't know when or how Levinson died, only that it happened before the coronavirus pandemic. Levinson's family also thanked the Trump administration for its efforts to bring him home, the president telling reporters there's a chance Levinson could still be alive.
It's not looking great, but I won't accept that he's dead. They haven't told us that he's dead.
The former FBI agent disappeared on Iran's Kish Island in 2007 while on an unauthorized mission for the CIA. A federal judge earlier this month found Iran liable for Levinson's disappearance. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We become partly cloudy across Wichita today with some sunshine. Our temperature's down a little from yesterday as a frontal boundary will be nearby, our high in the low 70s. Thunderstorms possible late tonight, and any that do occur could be on the strong side, our low 53, 73 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
A partly cloudy, a west wind to 10 miles per hour, and 53 degrees. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Ted, would you pass the bottle over here, please? I think it's time for a Steve and Ted sanitizer break. I saw you were over there doing this a few minutes ago. It's a couple of minutes ago.
You've gone to four squirts. You started with two squirts. Now you're at four?
You're keeping an eye on me, aren't you?
My gosh.
Well, you know.
How much do you need?
I want to make sure. How many am I supposed to? Does it have any instructions?
I've never done more than one.
One enough? Is one enough? You're kidding. Okay. Well, I guess I've overdone it then.
My gosh.
Look at those hands, though. They are clean. All right. The Steve and Ted sanitizer break. Think about it. Maybe you should be doing that at your work. We try to do it about every hour or two while we're on the air. 6:35 now, Steve and Ted. And it was on, this is March 26th, on this date in 2018, a toxicology report obtained by the Associated Press revealed that the late pop music superstar Prince had levels of fentanyl in his body that multiple experts described as exceedingly high. At that time, when that was released, I personally didn't know what fentanyl was. But in the meantime, since the last couple of years, I found out what it was. And it's what a powerful, powerful drug.
Mm-hmm.
And that's was behind the demise.
And
of,
deadly if very, used in those deadly quantities.
Yeah, the police will tell you about that, won't they? Mm. Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore in northern Michigan has closed off its restrooms after vandals ransacked them and made off with toilet paper and hand sanitizer. Two items made scarce by this pandemic. Park Superintendent Scott Tucker says vandals unrolled entire rolls of toilet paper and broke plastic dispensers to steal bags full of hand sanitizer over the weekend. In response, the park locked all of its restrooms Monday because they lack items needed for visitors to safely use them. That's in the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore in northern Michigan. I've never been there, but I'm sure that's beautiful.
I'm sure it's
beautiful,
gorgeous.
Spot. Yeah. An anonymous Maryland mom has been leaving free bagged lunches outside a traffic stop north of Annapolis every day during the pandemic. The Capital Gazette reports a sign by the lunches in Severna Park says the food is made in a sanitized kitchen for anyone who needs it. A resident who has been taking food for her children from the traffic stop says it's good to see people stepping up and helping others. Would you trust something like that, Ted?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
If I needed it, I guess.
Well, we're trusting the folks in the food business.
I know.
For our takeout and everything, yep. Aren't we? We really are. And God bless you. Keep those hands clean. Keep that sanitizer going. Or use gloves, you know how to do it.
Yeah, I went to the bank yesterday, and
you did
the teller had rubber gloves on.
That's good, handling that money, because, that could be a little scary. And, of course, when they got that much money, when you go in there and they've got a little wheelbarrow full of money for you, that's a lot of money, right?
No.
You were probably making a payment or something.
They're taking my money.
They're taking your money.
Coming back the other way.
Yeah, funny thing about banks. A lot of times the money goes in, but it doesn't come right back. Yeah. Okay. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Wednesday, the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures opened higher, with most contracts making new highs for the week, but selling quickly pulled the entire cattle complex off their session highs and pushed them into negative trading and ended with two-sided closes. Now, technically, the cattle were due for a pullback. Now, yesterday, cash cattle started to sell in our feed yards at $120 on the hoof. This is $10 above last week's average price. The lean hogs also traded mixed and closed negative yesterday, and today is the hog and pig report at 2 o'clock. Yesterday's close saw April live cattle $2.30 higher, 108.45. April feeders $1.35 lower, 128.72. And April lean hogs 57 cents lower, 65.85. And rumors of China buying U.S. grains Wednesday and also fund buying lifted the wheat and the corn futures higher. Wheat futures are trading near the highs that were made here in the calendar year of 2020 and was finding good upside mainly on speculative buying. We are seeing downside this morning with the May Kansas City wheat down 4.5 cents at 496.5. May corn 2.75 lower at 345.75, with May soybeans down 3.25 at 878.25. May crude oil trading 54 cents lower, 23.94. April gold $3.90 higher at 1637.40. The June S&P 26 points lower at 2441. The June dollar index 91 cents lower at $100.09. In June Dow Jones futures 131 points lower at 20,894. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom what commodity can I buy for toilet paper? Is there such a thing?
Well, I guess the closest thing is lumber futures.
Lumber futures? Okay. Yeah, because you're using a lot of that stuff, apparently.
Somebody's using a lot of it, isn't it?
Somebody is. I'm not hoarding at all. We have a supply, and we're comfortable with what we have. We're going to keep it that way.
I'd have to say the same thing here, I have yet to understand this whole problem.
Well, it's getting late. It's just people are just scared, you know. They're goofy. That's acting crazily, right?
Yeah. There's things I would hoard besides toilet paper.
Like what? What would you hoard?
Food.
Food.
Especially meat.
Meat. Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, this is all gonna come out someday. We hope. Hope someday soon, and it'll be back to normal. What do you think?
Yeah. One of these days, there's gonna be all kinds of people with toilet paper to try to give away.
Yeah, or sell.
Yeah.
Well, Jad was saying this morning, at least the gasoline prices are down, way down around here. $1.69.
Yeah, gasoline prices have really been dropping, and down in Oklahoma, you know, you're looking at gas prices down there. It's in that dollar area.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is low. All right, thank you, sir. That's the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Hey, there's a couple of quick announcements here. St. Peter's Church down in Schulte, serving free lunches starting March 30th. They can serve any child 1 to 18, not just St. Peter's students. Every child that goes through is a great benefit to their lunch program. They're encouraging families to participate. Free to all kids, 1 to 18 years old, and it can be a student anywhere. Sack lunch and breakfast Monday through Friday beginning March 30th. Pick up between 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. All kids receiving a meal must be in the vehicle. So St. Peter down in Schulte.
All right.
Not too far from Wichita, right down there on 42. Been there a lot of times to see kids play basketball and so forth. 6:41 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, vacation homes and retirement. Heaven or hell?
Oh.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.